This is our State Capitol Report. I'm Joy Cardine. It is 8 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Monday, November 23rd. The past 30 days have become one of the most horrendous months in Wisconsin's 167-year history, according to our first guest this hour. Then, coming up after 7:30, we will welcome in another guest who says that Democrats deserve to be in the minority. So we'll find out about that coming up in a half an hour or so. But first, we talk with Jay Heck, the executive director of Common Cause in Wisconsin, who says that the Assembly's passage of bills to gut the Government Accountability Board and rewrite Wisconsin's campaign finance laws last week was a very, very dark day. Yet we'll also talk about why he's holding out hope for a return to honest, accountable, and transparent state government. Jay Heck joins us in the studio. Good morning.
It's great to be with you, Joy. Thank you.
The Assembly passed these bills last week, kind of final passage after the Senate did, to split the Government Accountability Board into two and to rewrite campaign finance laws. You wrote that this will be remembered as one of the saddest and darkest days in Wisconsin history. Wow, really?
Well, I think so because, the Wisconsin legislature basically has one responsibility. It's to pass the state budget. But then after the budget's completed, they come back into session for the fall to tackle other issues that are important to Wisconsinites. One issue that no Wisconsinite has clamored for is to destroy the Government Accountability Board or to rewrite the campaign finance laws to make it so that it's less transparent, so that secret money can flow into the state. We're hemorrhaging jobs. There's a whole host of other issues that are of concern to citizens. This agenda in the fall, the only thing that the legislature basically is doing, is to rewrite the law to help themselves, to help them get reelected, to help their own prospects, their own narrow political interests. And so the citizens of Wisconsin, I think, are scratching their heads and saying, what is going on? And as a result of what they have done since basically early October through last week, is they have destroyed the agency in government that's charged with enforcing campaign finance ethics laws and elections laws. They've destroyed the ability to be able to use the John Doe process to investigate corruption in Wisconsin. And finally, they have opened the doors for greater corruption by rewriting the campaign finance law so that secret money can flow into our state, basically making it much harder for disclosure and allowing coordination between candidates and outside interest groups that will be able to flood Wisconsin with secret money that the public will have no idea where it's coming from. So that's why I think, considering where Wisconsin has been traditionally in our nation's history as really one of the models for good state government, this past month has been just a disaster.
The 9-year run of the Government Accountability Board, if Governor Walker signs this legislation, comes to an end, and in its place will be an elections board with two panels with partisan but bipartisan appointees, one to oversee ethics and the other to manage elections. So what's wrong with that?
Well, the Government Accountability Board, as you mentioned, was formed not even 9 years ago. It was a bipartisan entity. It was formed because of the legislative caucus scandal in 2001-2002, which was a bipartisan scandal when both the top leaders of the Democratic and Republican parties in state government were criminally charged with felony misconduct in office. And so there needed to be a bipartisan solution. The state ethics board, the state elections board, who oversaw our campaign finance and ethics laws, were partisan appointments, and they failed utterly to investigate or uncover corruption in the Capitol. So the GAB was formed with nonpartisan judges who had no allegiance to the political parties but allegiance to the law. And it worked fine for 8 years. The only thing that changed was the politics. And the Republicans, when they were in charge beginning in 2011, decided they wanted to control the outcome of elections, campaign finance, and ethics laws. And so they have been undermining and, through a complete set of false charges, laying accusation at the GAB, accusing it of being a partisan entity. It's anything but. It has upset Democrats when they were in power. And what they've decided to do is strip away the power of the GAB to investigate corruption in Wisconsin through the separate stream of funding. That's the key. But also, they're going back now to the old model that failed Wisconsin, a partisan-appointed state elections commission and state ethics commission, so that those entities are not likely to investigate the corruption that could be occurring in the Capitol, because they will be appointed by the folks that serve in the Capitol. It makes no sense, and it's just very transparently in their own self-interest to do this, and in the interest of nobody else in the state.
Yeah, the Republicans, though, charged that the GAB was not being nonpartisan, that it was unfairly favoring Democrats and going after Republicans in its various decisions. And what do you say to that?
Well, I think that's a totally false charge, because the GAB angered everybody. They angered the Democrats when they were in power. Senator Russ Decker, the majority leader from the Wausau area, tried to get rid of the separate stream of funding for investigations. They angered the Democrats during the recall election when they said it was fine for fake Democrats to run in the primaries against Republican candidates. The problem is that the judges adhered to the law. They didn't adhere to the partisan interests of the legislative leadership, and the leaders didn't like that, and they particularly didn't like the fact that the GAB had this separate stream of funding to be able to investigate or initiate investigations into corruption. So they hyped up the charges. There was a legislative audit bureau done of the GAB, which said, yes, there's problems, as there are with every state agency, the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, for instance. But every state agency has some entities. The GAB is only 8 years old. It recommended some changes, but it did not recommend that the GAB disbanded. Yet the majority in the legislature, the Republicans, made up false charges and continued to blast them over and over again to undermine the credibility and the public's faith in the GAB. And it was a complete and utter disgrace what they did, not only to the GAB and to the judges, but to the directors, Kevin Kennedy, who has served Wisconsin since the late 1970s in his capacity and has never been accused of being a partisan before about last year when the legislative leadership decided, okay, let's take over the GAB.
You pointed out that GAB Executive Director Kevin Kennedy, who has overseen state elections for some 30 years, will be replaced by two administrators under this overhaul. What do you think Wisconsin will gain or lose with Kennedy gone?
Well, Kevin has, you know, years and years of expertise. He knows, he knows the law. He knows it from the inception. The exception, again, he was never considered by Republicans or Democrats to be at all partisanly inclined. He angered everybody. That tells me he was doing a good job. But it wasn't in the interests of the majority party to leave him there, so they've concocted stories that he had this secret association with Lois Lerner of the IRS, and that together they planned to bring down the Republican, Scott Walker and everybody else. Really what this is payback, because the GAB decided to authorize unanimously, all six judges, an investigation into possible possible illegal coordination between Governor Scott Walker's recall campaign and Wisconsin Club for Growth. So this is the payback. This is what Wisconsin Club for Growth, Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, and others have wanted to do, is get rid of the GAB and make it so that there can be no investigation into political corruption. And that's really what it's all about. And unfortunately, there were not sufficient Republican votes in the legislature to listen to reason, and they've voted, a majority have voted to disband the GAB and, as we've mentioned, to rewrite the campaign finance law.
Kevin Kennedy said that replacing the Government Accountability Board in June of 2016, which apparently is what this legislation would do, is irresponsible if not reckless. He also urged Governor Walker to veto this legislation. Is this reckless to do this in June of 2016?
Sure. June of 2016 will be in the middle of a huge election year. It's a presidential year, but there's also a Supreme Court election, a February primary, an April general election for the Supreme Court, presidential primaries in Wisconsin. it's going to upset and cause great confusion. This is also the first year of the implementation of the voter photo ID. That will be in place for the first time this February. So to have a complete change in leadership at the top of the GAB, who's supposed to be available to answer questions for clerks and citizens all over the state, with this new transfer of power into partisan hands, I think has the potential for being a real disaster for Wisconsin. Again, it doesn't serve citizens' interest at all. This serves the narrow interests of the partisans who run the legislature, because they want to be able to control the outcome of elections in this state.
We have less than 30 seconds. Governor Walker is going to sign this. He's not going to veto this, right?
Unless you know something I don't, that's fully what we expect.
Jay Heck is the executive director of Common Cause in Wisconsin, talking with us about this legislation that overhauls, dismantles the Government Accountability Board and rewrites Wisconsin's campaign finance laws. The news, and then we'll be back. This is the Ideas Network. This is our State Capitol Report. I'm Joy Cardine, talking with Jay Heck for this first half of the State Capitol Report. Jay Heck is the executive director of Common Cause in Wisconsin. And we are talking now about the state legislature's bills, legislation that overhauls the Government Accountability Board and also rewrites campaign finance laws. The legislation is now on the governor's desk. The governor is expected to sign this legislation, though the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel and others have encouraged him to veto this legislation. Jay Heck calls this past month one of the most horrendous months in Wisconsin's history. We have Ed on Facebook who says, we need to react to the timing of the GAB replacement next June. With so little time before the next presidential and Wisconsin elections, changes in voter ID laws, etc., our governor needs to recognize the need to provide enough time to put this new group in charge. Of course, that would assume that he cares about Wisconsin's citizens' voting rights. But we just talked about that just before the newscast. This is, you believe, reckless to change in the middle of a presidential election year.
I think it's reckless to have even undertaken this. I mean, the GAB is an excellent entity. It's renowned across the country. You know, the other side likes to say, well, if it's so good, how come other states haven't adopted it? The reason is because Wisconsin had a unique situation. It was a bipartisan scandal, required a bipartisan solution, and the GAB was formed with unanimous support, virtually unanimous support from Republicans and Democrats. So it's a disaster to get rid of it in June 30th, and it shouldn't even be dismantled. It likely will be, obviously, if Governor Walker signs the legislation. But no one wants this. Not a single newspaper in the state has endorsed it. There are no citizens, real citizens, that really want this. In fact, there's an open records request from an activist from McFarland named Sheila Plotkin that's discovered the fact that that in going to Republican Senate offices to find out who's for the getting rid of the GAB and getting rid of the campaign finance disclosure laws that we have, that there's virtually nobody. It's overwhelming public sentiment against it. So this was a horrible idea, and it will be even if Governor Walker signs it into law.
Well, Tim on Facebook says this guest has no clue as to what the people of Wisconsin actually think. So
I do, because you know, I've been all over the state, and I've yet to have an individual come up to me and say, yeah, we really need to have more money in our politics, and it needs to be more secret. And yes, we want partisan hacks overseeing our state elections and state campaign finance laws, because partisan hacks will really administer the law rather than their own self-interest. Nobody wants this.
Well, let's move on to, that was just our discussion on the Government Accountability Board. Now now this legislation to rewrite Wisconsin's campaign finance laws. According to the Republicans, it brings Wisconsin up to date with recent Supreme Court rulings. And they are just, they say, I guess, becoming writing laws that reflect what court rulings say.
Well, of course, that's absolutely false. They've gone well beyond what any court has said they've done, they need to do. The one thing we'll agree in is that our campaign finance laws needed to be updated. But that didn't mean that you should make disclosure less than it is now. They've now eliminated the companies that that people will have to put on their forms when they make a contribution. So people won't know if there's a lot of money coming from one entity to a candidate. And more importantly, they have gone beyond any state in the country, with the exception of Florida, and legalized coordination between candidates and outside groups. And all of that money that will come in now to run to pay for those nasty ads will be secret money. This is a recipe for corruption. And my guess is that we're going to see some kind of scandal involving secret money in the Capitol sooner rather than later. This is the caucus scandal of 2001-2002 on steroids.
Who's going to know if there's a scandal?
That's the question. And it's going to have to be pretty obvious, because what they've done is they've cut the ability of a government agency, the GAB, to effectively investigate it. And they've also eliminated the use of the John Doe process to investigate corruption. By the way, they've carved out an exception only for politicians. The John Doe process, which is a very efficient way to investigate crime in the state of Wisconsin, it's still going to be in place for all of the rest of us. But if you're a politician and you're engaged in political shenanigans, the John Doe law will not apply to you, because they've carved out an exemption only for themselves.
Lori emails, is it true that Democrats did not vote on the campaign finance bill? I heard this, but I have not seen any news media reporting this. Apparently, the Dems did not vote on it because they stood to gain from this bill. Well, that's not what the Dems say. They recused themselves for a different reason, didn't they, Jim?
Well, they recused themselves because they said incumbents tend to benefit, and that's true. And so the Democrats said this is an advantage for anybody who's in elected office over the opposition. And so the Democrats recused themselves. And then the second time that they had to vote, Robin Voss said, no, you can't vote because you recused yourselves the first time. But nevertheless, they would have voted all against it. Both of these pieces of legislation have no support from any newspaper, many citizens at all, and there was no Democratic support for it, or any support from any good government group. It was a secret set of legislation written entirely behind closed doors that benefits one political party.
Yeah, and I misspoke. They did say that would be a conflict of interest.
Conflict of interest for
them to do that. But they were doing that as a
symbolic protest.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, what next? You know, we had a caller. I was just going to go, and he just dropped off. Wanted to say, what can we do? What can we do about it?
Well, you know, here's the thing. People now, as a result of this now passing the legislature, I think a lot of people are just saying, where did this come from? And if this is the only thing that the Wisconsin legislature is going to undertake during a fall session of the legislature, I think a lot of people are thinking, well, this is incredibly in their own self-interest, but not in the public interest. I think people will remember this. And I think people, as we go into an election year, will have some pretty serious concerns, particularly when they see the flood of secret money that's inundating our state, and will even inundate it more so as a result of the rewrite of the campaign finance law, and then seeing that the Government Accountability Board will do nothing to try to stop or to try to go after possible corruption that may occur. So I think citizens will likely remember this, and I don't think it's going to be a political plus for the people that support this, but mainly we just have to monitor our state government and be more involved in it, because we are the ultimate watchdog. The citizens of Wisconsin are the ultimate watchdogs of the Wisconsin legislature.
Why are you so certain that political corruption will now or could now flourish in Wisconsin?
Because secret money has a way of finding its way into corrupting activities. Again, that was what the legislative caucus scandal was done. What this legislature has now done is legalize some of the very things that were illegal during the legislative caucus scandal, and illegal pretty recently. But what that means is that there'll be a lot more opportunities for political money to find its way into the Capitol, and ultimately someone is going to be caught doing the wrong thing. It's going to be harder to investigate and harder to uncover that, but ultimately that will be done by a district attorney or by a grand jury or by somebody. And people will find that this entire episode was a complete disaster for Wisconsin.
Yeah, you closed your piece on Common Cause's website by declaring that the sun will rise again in our state, but we all need to pull together to make that happen. So you do think that we will return to honest, accountable, and transparent state government?
I think so, because when you fall down to the level that I think we have fallen, A, there's no place to go but up, but B, the people, the citizens of the state will demand it. And this is not the Wisconsin that people know and love. Secrecy and transparency is not part of our tradition, and I think people will rally and do the right thing.
So what else are you keeping an eye on in state government these days, or is this enough?
Well, we have a big election year coming up, as you know, so we'll be watching where the money flows with regard to that. We'll be watching to see what happens as a direct result of the enactment into law of these three really terrible pieces of legislation. And my guess is that those of us that keep an eye on this stuff will notice some differences pretty soon, and we'll be reporting to the people of Wisconsin on this all through next year.
Thank you for being with us.
Thank you very much. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, too. Jay Heck is the executive director of Common Cause Wisconsin.